This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on a Friday. Sean Bass, David Mino, the sweet spot. We will hang out with the hard line here in a little bit with why today doesn't suck. And yes, I am kind of frustrated we didn't get to talk Rangers, Mariners, and the deadline yesterday, but we did jump on with the hard line yesterday, and we only have a two-hour show, and we live in Dallas-Fort Worth, where Jerry Jones will just mess up your run sheet on a given day. But without further ado, let's have some laughs in the wake of this Micah news with the NIT break in Justin.
Thank you so much, Sean. As per usual, we have six candidates here as we vote on the best of the rest, starting with candidate number one, the invasion's den mother, the man who gets everyone back on track, it's Travis Mejia.
All right.
Travis Mejia did one thing that you can't do, which is stop a word that starts with F too early. Nope. He didn't say the full word, but he at least stopped down the invasion and caused their wheels to come off.
It's human nature. No, I'm fine. You go right ahead. And then after it's done, you go back and, why did you do that? Well, you said it was fine. You thought I meant that? Are you crazy?
Why?
You didn't see what I was really saying between the lines? What are you doing? Why are we even together?
I mean, to her point.
Boy, that escalated very quickly.
Welcome to relationships, everyone.
It seems like a long time to sit in a pool watching movies.
Like only 4 or 5 hours?
Close to 4 hours?
Yeah, dude. Are you okay? That was closer than you think.
I don't think so.
Yes.
I think it was fine.
Maybe you should have watched the first one outside and then came in and be like, hey, are you sure? Because we're about to start the second one.
It's not quite the one I had a couple weeks ago.
No.
But still, pretty close. And just hearing the sound.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's our ears up. Ooh.
Any word that starts with that letter.
And they're talking about a hot tub. You're just like, where's it
hot
going?
Hot tub. Yeah.
Hooking up with the
Make
jet.
Make you sweat.
Anyway.
In a pinch.
Hey, we've all been down bad. It happens.
Not that bad.
Sometimes the water coming out feels good. All right, Travis
jets
Mejia.
Are pretty narrow, too. And then it's just in there.
Travis Mejia, candidate number one, here on the NIT break. Mino.
Hey, that's me.
You're candidate number two.
All right, let's roll.
You're back. Yesterday, we were going over the MLB trade deadline with our noted MLB reporter, Corby Davidson. And I don't know if you thought you were Dave Lane or something, but you thought you could say this name, and you definitely could not.
Whoa.
Okay, Josh, who do they trade for now?
Josh Young for Garrett Crochet.
Okay.
Stop it.
Today,
sorry.
It's a totally new team.
Okay. Hang on a second. My kid's calling.
That's a double turkey right there.
Ooh. Dad Venmo me now.
This is real, though. Passan has.
Israel.
The Astros have traded for Carlos Correa.
No way.
They got him back?
No way.
That's what Passan said.
That was the rumor.
Is it Passan or
No. This is 1.3 million followers.
What? It's the fake Passan account.
We can say that.
Idiot.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
The Rangers just traded for Peter Zahut.
Couple things for today.
Yeah.
Is there a worse defense than what?
See, that one I just wasn't thinking. I was trying to go off like the Adam Schefter is the Adarn Schefter. I was like, okay, what letter could I substitute for the A?
Picked the wrong one.
And then after I said it, I was like, yeah, man, I can't say that.
That
one
wasn't even low hanging fruit. That fruit was on the ground and rolled away from the tree, dude.
Is there that account, Jeff?
You had the EOU and you chose I.
Hassan.
And also anyway, Corby calling you an idiot. That should let you know how dumb that was.
Right, he scolded you like he scolds Dave. You misread the script and read Davey's lines in that exchange.
But it was a real report.
It was. It was from Jeff Passan.
Passan.
Not Jeff in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. That'd be a terrible reporter.
Can't kiss your baby.
They always go to him during a live, and he's just standing there over a urinal.
Like, man.
All right.
Active. You had asparagus.
Mino is candidate number two. Candidate number three, one Matt McLaren. Now, there's a reason we call new Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer Schottie.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little easier. McLaren decided to go for the full thing and messed it up.
Mm-mm.
And that's when you move Tyler Smith, because you know what
right,
you have in him.
Right, yeah.
You probably know what you have in Richards, but everyone else on the roster, it's time to see what you got. Show them what you got.
Nate Thomas had gotten a lot of praise from Brian Hottenheimer. Will McClay had some really good things to say about him.
Hottenheimer. I've never heard it pronounced that way before.
Did I say Hottenheimer? I didn't say Schottenheimer. Hottenheimer.
What?
That is absolutely the first time I've heard it said that
Hot
way.
Hottenheimer.
That sounds like a
Hottenheimer.
That sounds like a sauce they sell in the store or something.
Hottenheimer.
Man, I didn't mean to stop you down, but that was brand new.
That's a better nickname than Shoddy.
I think you're right.
Oh, look at him over there. That's Hottenheimer.
Okay.
Nine.
Sounds like
cheap.
A singing group. Oh, welcome to the stage.
Hottenheimer. It didn't even stop him down. Just kept going.
So remember when Matt Eberflus had his glow up to try to look more hot on the sideline? Mm-hmm. What if Brian does that in year two
Hottie
as the Cowboys head coach? We get Hottenheimer.
See, when you said
Shoddy too hotty,
he missed his name
dude,
up.
Perfect.
I thought you were going to say
again,
Shoddy, but put an I in there.
Using
something.
The wrong vowel.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to do that, like with flag.
Just don't put an I in there.
There's going to be a bad Shoddy. A big, messy Shoddy.
Damn. Had those.
Whose background laughter
that's
is
me.
That?
Yeah. That's Orca that, Mino that's from like 2015
laughing
or so.
Through Danny's mic.
Evil Mino.
Yeah, that's me trying to heal Aaron Rodgers' Achilles.
That's my mating sounds.
Those are always the best. You get Grooves giving you those. We'll get a ham one every now and then. If we anyone ever laugh.
Witch Kern.
Right. All right. Matt McLaren, candidate number 3 here on the NIT break. Killer was a part of the invasion. This must have been last Friday, y'all's last day at camp, as Matt was trying to make a point. And I don't know who Killer exactly was talking to here, but he yells at Matt McLaren, essentially.
Doris Roberts on the 17th, China the 20th, and April 21st.
Prince.
And that's another one where everybody's just thinking about Prince.
Right.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
He's the focus.
We're in the wake of Prince.
Did you wear a raspberry beret that day?
No, I did not. Purple. I don't have one.
Did you, did you go buy a little red Corvette to drive around in as a tribute?
Even Killer's admonishing you right now.
He hated that. Killer, you're always so mean.
Killer tells you to shut up.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was good, Killer.
I think that's the most venom I've ever heard from
the
Killer.
The off-mic just hatred.
Shut up.
So it was hard to hear. I'll turn it up here, but you hear him yell, shut up, right in the middle of that.
What? Did you go buy a little red Corvette to drive around in as a tribute?
Man, the off-mic shut up.
That's great.
Shut up. You're having a bad segment when Killer's yelling at you to shut up.
Huh.
But he stopped down the invasion. So he is candidate number 4. Candidate number 5, George Dunham. This was from last week's e-break, I believe.
Meta.
He was trying to go to calls. And he got hit with a classic case of bubble voice.
Then, of course, now Ham hits him with that every time he calls for audio. Just to
begin.
All right, so those are your 3 candidates, Gordo, Corby, or Bob. 888-787-1310.
Ooh, you got
something going on there.
Uh-oh.
Little bubble voice. There's a little bubble voice there, Pam. All right, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? 888-787-1310.
Ooh,
you got something going on there.
Uh-oh. 888-787. It just kept growing.
Also like Jeb's stream of consciousness just to go to Norm.
Yeah,
there, pal.
That's a go-to for sure. And a lot of people find bubble voice to be hard to hear. It can be, but when you feel yourself do it,
like,
it's hilarious.
Yeah, you can't audible out of the play once it's going. It's like, oh, crap.
And none are as good as Corby's, was he in a Scott Baio after school special? But again, yeah, when you hear it, it's great. All right, bubble voice George, candidate number 5. And our last candidate is one Dave Lane in his natural habitat. This was during Why Today Doesn't Suck Yesterday. The Hardline was out at Choctaw. Corby was talking to a woman that had come over to their table. And then Dave had a very choice word to call her.
What's his wife's deal? She's like fast and she runs for Mexico or Guam or something weird.
Colombia.
Sod? Yeah.
Mexico or Guam or something weird.
I would love it if Sod was married to a track star.
Oh my gosh.
To a Mexican Guamanese track star?
She's a Colombian runner.
Pardon me, are you Guamanese?
How big are your body cavities?
Corby's high.
Guamanese.
Guamanese.
Yeah, medical's legal over there.
Guamanese. Thank you, ma'am.
Slut.
What, Dave?
Whoa.
The PA's not
Dave?
Up.
Jeez.
It is.
Jeez.
And then turn it louder.
She's like 80.
Oh, he's probably right.
Yeah.
She used to be.
What?
A slut.
She used to be 80.
That's a double turkey right there.
You never do.
Got the Sahara down there now.
That's a double turkey right there.
Bill Berry is 67.
There was so much there.
What a Why Today Doesn't Suck Yesterday.
Also underrated, Corby cracking himself up from his own joke. I want that to...
Guamanese.
Not skate past that either.
Slut.
Yeah, I think Corby deserves the assist there.
And if you're out there...
To get everything going.
If you're Choctaw, they do have the PA up pretty loud to where there's a pretty good radius of...
I thought you were going to talk about some...
Why'd he call me?
The women out there. Like, hey.
You got some... Slutty bros. All right.
A bunch of upstanding ladies. I don't know.
Let's
and
vote.
And then we go to the pool.
Is it Travis nearly saying the F word? Mino working way too blue? Shoddy Matt.
Or yellow.
Shut up killer. Bubble voice George. Or slut Dave. Let's start with our guest picker, Will Connerly, in the news booth.
Give me hottie shoddy.
Okay.
All right. Ham.
Okay, thank you.
Mino?
Oh, man, make me vote next. This was a strong week. I'll go with Dave. I think that was the best overall clip, and it was funny.
Sean?
I think the most organic stop down was Maddie's.
That's a good one, too.
I think I would also vote for Dave, which means Ham... You need to decide, is it Matt McLaren or Dave Lane?
Give me shoddy.
That's a good one.
All right. Matt McLaren wins it 3-2. He is this week's NIT break winner. He has now won 6 all-time.
6. Congratulations, Matty Beers.